Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries present Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. We're going to continue today to make our way through some of the readings that the church gives us. Today we'll touch on both the first and second reading given to us at Mass, 1 Thessalonians, St. Paul, chapter 3, and then some of the words of our Lord that are very strong, Matthew 24. Boy, Jesus, the most loving person that's ever walked the planet, sometimes says some of the hardest things. It's amazing. And it's really good for us to hear the whole counsel of Jesus' teaching, because there's not a word that Jesus spoke that didn't come from love, for love, to help us walk in love. And so his definition of what loving others looks like and sounds like is a little bit different than some of us might think. But we'll touch on that in just a minute. Before we do, I just want to encourage you, if you haven't had a chance to tune in the programs this week, to go to our website at renewalministries.net. You can listen to those you missed and download them on whatever device you want that works for you to be able to listen at your leisure. Best thing to do is download the Renewal Ministries app. And also you can tune into our YouTube videos there, our other radio programs, TV shows, all kinds of free material. We feel like the Lord is helping us bring a word of encouragement to those who are listening, to the church, to come into and to understand the moment we're living in with greater clarity and how to walk out our faith in this time of struggle and difficulty. And if you can support us in any way, you can also make a donation on the website. That would really be helpful. And Ave Maria's app, download that as well, as another way you can access what we're doing. So here's the first reading, 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 7 and following. We have been reassured about you, brothers and sisters, in our every distress and affliction through your faith, for we now live if you stand firm in the Lord. So Paul is walking here, experiencing distress and affliction. This is just so, it's so much a part of the life of the apostles, distress and affliction. Because the gospel, there's resistance to the gospel and the trials that the apostles have gone through, and they don't ultimately see that it's something that they have to avoid or that they feel abandoned by God or something's just not working because life on earth is meant to be so much more fun than this is, kind of thing. They don't look at it that way at all. But one of the things that does give them consolation, he's saying, and reassurance, is the faith of those that heard the gospel, that they presented the gospel to. They just love to see the faith growing. And there's indicators that help them see and understand the growth, as I said earlier, in the week of faith, hope, and love in the people. And that they, yesterday, for example, Paul's saying, you've taken in the word of God and you relate to it as what it is. It is actually God's word that we gave to you. It's not just man's word. It's the word of God coming to you through instruments that wrote it, human beings, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, giving to us the word of God. But he said, this is God's word, which you can bank your whole life on. This is unshakable truth, and this is light from heaven. And so you can give your whole heart to it. You can totally trust it and walk in it. And Paul's encouraging them when he says, look, you receive the word. It's alive in you. It's planted in you. Look what it's producing. It's producing faith, hope, and love. It's producing courage. It's producing an evangelical spirit and a heart and a desire to reach others with the gospel and to love neighbor and love God and neighbor. He goes on, what thanksgiving then can we render to God for you, for all the joy we feel on your account before God? So Paul's heart is filled with joy as a good pastor and a good shepherd. He said, night and day we pray beyond measure to see you in person and to remedy the deficiencies of your faith. So he knows they're not perfect, and he wants to bring about in them, he's going to keep feeding them. And if there's bishops listening to the program and priests and others who are in leadership in the church, I just want to encourage you. First of all, thank you for the work that you do. Thank you for the ministry and your response to the Lord's call in your life. I just want you to, if we want to pray for you today, that you walk as St. Paul walked, with that capacity to be helping your people not only rejoice in what God is doing in them, but also to take them deeper in the faith. And to be able to walk and talk like Jesus and the apostles, to give the full counsel and the full range of God's word, the stuff that's really easy to do and the stuff that's more challenging to do. And like Paul said, you know, convince, rebuke, exhort, challenge. That's a part of it too. And we really want to encourage you to be able to do that. So now may God himself, our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ, direct our way to you. And may the Lord make you increase and abound in love for one another and for all. Isn't that great? So may God himself, our Father, and our Lord Jesus Christ direct our way to you. Paul's entrusting himself. He knows that the Lord is guiding him. That's something that we can all know. We can kind of read the apostles and say, well, yeah, it makes sense that God's guiding their life, but I just don't see it in my own life. Well, our life isn't going to be just like an apostle. You know, we have different vocations, we have different calls, but he's guiding us, and he wants us to walk in security and confidence that he actually is leading us to live out our vocation. And he wants to accompany us and lead us into the same reality that Paul's talking about, to help us be secure in the Lord, empowered by the Holy Spirit, living under the word and rule, God's word, God's authority, following Jesus' leadership, abiding in Jesus' love. He said, so that you can abound in love for one another and for all, so that we can live out the second commandment, so to speak, the second great commandment, to love your neighbor as you love yourself. He says, just as we have for you, so as to strengthen your hearts, to be blameless in holiness before God, our God and Father, at the coming of our Lord Jesus with all the holy ones. So he wants to, Paul's always got the end game in mind. He wants us to remember the Lord's return and to remember the day, we don't know when it's coming, the day we die and we're going to immediately appear before the judgment seat of Christ. Paul says, my interest is that you're ready for that day. There's all kinds of intermediary goals in life, you know, that things we have our hearts set on that we want to achieve, and many of those things are good and they're important, but we're meant to tie together the ultimate goal of our life with these intermediate goals in our life. So do these intermediate goals help us get to our final goal? Do they express the final goal in some way? For example, you know, if I'm a father, if I'm a husband, am I living that vocation out in a way that's pleasing to the Lord? What Paul is putting his finger on here. He's saying to be blameless in holiness. What does it mean to be holy? To be set apart for God, to belong to God. My life is no longer my own. The life I live by faith in the Son of God. I'm living to please the Lord. That's essentially what it means to walk in holiness. Yielding to the grace of the work of the Holy Spirit in me. So I'm expressing my vocation, my career, how I relate to people in my entertainment, how I use my money, how I use my time. Paul knows that all those things are meant to be informed by our ultimate goal of being united with God and being prepared for the day of the Lord's return. So now the Gospels today, Jesus, Matthew 24, verses 42 through 51. Matthew 24 is Jesus's really the last things he teaches in Matthew's Gospel, 25 before his passion. And he's helping prepare people for his return and how to live out the gospel on a daily basis. Jesus said to his disciples, stay awake. Boy, that's a posture that he expects us to have. Spiritually awake, that is. Be alert. Don't forget you're in a battle. This is not your home. Don't get seduced by the world around you. Don't be confused. Stay alert. Stay awake. Remember, as St. Peter says, the same thing. Stay awake. Remember, there's a spiritual battle you're engaged in every day, not against human beings, but against spiritual forces that are set against us. It says, for you do not know on which day our Lord will come. That's very true. Be sure of this. If the master of the house had known the hour of night when the thief was coming, he would have stayed awake and not let his house be broken into. So too, you also must be prepared, for at an hour you do not expect, the Son of Man will come. This is the Lord talking to his disciples. He said, stay awake. And to be awake means what? To live out what Paul was saying in that first reading, the kind of things we've been talking about all week. Live with Christ at the center of your life. Live in seeking him first, seeking to please him, that is, or abiding in him, as he says in John 15. That is, if you abide in me, you'll bear much fruit. If you abide in me, you'll be ready. What does that mean, to abide in him? It means to talk to him throughout the day. It means to live with him, in friendship, in union with him, to be awake to his presence as you seek to please him, to listen for his voice. He said, my sheep hear my voice, and they follow me. They come after me. Are you listening for his voice? Are you attempting to follow him? And friends, it's not, we don't do it perfectly. And of course, the devil wants to discourage us as we attempt it, to say, I'm just not that good at it. And He always wants us to give up, to give in, to quit, and to forget that the heart of the Father and the heart of Jesus is for us. Jesus said, as the Father loves me, so I love you. Jesus says in John 17, as the Father loves me, so he loves you. His heart toward you is kind. It's merciful. It's slow to anger. It's abounding in steadfast love. And every little step you make, every step you take, and it sounds like a song I heard once, in love, you know, heaven rejoices and it echoes into eternity. It is amazing, amazing. Whatever real, genuine, heartfelt step you take toward the Lord each day, the Lord cherishes and he values. Living according to the Lord's promises, believing them, internalizing them in your life, is another way to abide in Christ and ultimately following his leadership. So Jesus is saying, don't fall asleep. And of course, the next part of the gospel feeds right into that. He says, who then is the faithful and prudent servant whom the master has put in charge of his household to distribute to them their food at the proper time? Who's another faithful and wise servant is another way it gets expressed. So who's the one that Jesus is going to reward? Well done, good and faithful servant. That's what's going to happen at the end of time. That's the thing we should think about. Not am I stuffing everything in this world that I can get out of it for my sake, you know, for my pleasure, for my power, for my influence, for my entertainment, for, you know, securing everything. Am I living in a way that Jesus will look at when he sees me, he's going to, with his smile, say, well done, good and faithful servant. You say, well, how do I get there? Getting there is dying to yourself, is walking in love and living out what Jesus said. If you abide in me, that is, if you want me first, if you want to live with me, you have the freedom to do that. I'll give you the power and the Spirit who will guide you, who will help you in this whole process of living with me. If you want it, you'll get it. And at the end of time, at the end of your time on earth, what's going to happen? There'll be a record of your whole life that communicates whether you actually wanted this in life or not, or whether you were lukewarm, whether you were playing games with God, whether you largely preferred not to have anything to do with it, but sort of tried to buy some fire insurance so that in case this is all true, you wouldn't end up in the wrong place when you die. Jesus is going to reward those good and faithful servants, not perfect people that perfected themselves, but people whose hearts were set on the Lord and pleasing the Lord and humbly receive from him the grace to do that in our lives. So Jesus goes on, blessed is that servant whom the master on his arrival finds doing so. Amen, I say to you, he will put him in charge of all of his property. But if that wicked servant says to himself, my master is long delayed, and begins to beat his fellow servants and eat and drink with drunkards, the servant's master will come on an unexpected day and at an unknown hour and punish him severely, and assign him a place with the hypocrites where they will be wailing and grinding of teeth. Jesus is talking about the judgment day. Friends, there's a lot of baptized people, and I was truly this way at times in my life in the past. By God's grace, he's helped me out of it. But living in the world, I'm going for the parties. I'm going for the recognition. I'm going for the pleasure. I'm going for me, 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 me. And I'm not dead to self. But Jesus said, that's not a good and faithful servant because your eye's not on the master. It's on me and my pleasure. I'm the master, right? And Jesus describes that person, what awaits them. Scary stuff, but we need to listen to it and respond. God bless you.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Fear God and Give Him Glory. The scripture says the fear of God is a fountain of life. It's the beginning of wisdom. It's the source of delight and a much needed grace for our time. For a free copy of Fear God and Give Him Glory, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.